Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master along with CJ and Bubble Boy. Bubble Boy already breaking into the Havana Club rum that I brought back from Cuba.
I'm doing a pre-inspection taste test.
No taste test. Right. You can't do that and be on the air at the same time. There's international laws that we have to abide by.
Oh, we're exempt from those.
That's some dark stuff, Greg.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention it, we very well may be.
Republic de Cuba.
Nice.
Añejo anus.
No, that's not
I'm
what it's
pretty sure that's
Años.
Not what
Años.
7 year.
Sorry.
Yeah, you guys go ahead and help yourself.
Well, what? We need ice, so I'm going to wait.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see how that progresses throughout this hour. Could make things quite interesting. A Scuba Radio Happy Hour has kicked into high gear. Actually, it's 5 o'clock in Cuba. That's what I'm going to go with for now. So I say it's okay. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy is with us via the web. And if that weren't enough, we got Big Wave Dave checking in with us on the phone. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Doing great. Just home for about 4 days and head out on tomorrow to head down to Tampa.
You're coming down to Florida way, are you? So Tampa is what next weekend with the Be a Diver pool? What are you doing?
It's an outdoor expo slash boat show.
Okay. So a bit of a boat show and outdoor adventure, that kind of thing. You're going to set up the Be a Diver pool and let people try diving for a few hours or jump in the water, cool off, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it'll be indoors. We're actually going to be at the Florida State Fairgrounds on 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so it's going to be a fantastic time.
Okay, and you can go to beadiver.com for all the details of where Dave's going to be. So you're in Tampa next weekend, and then where do you go from there? Give me the rundown there, Dave.
Well, actually, I get home, and I fly to almost where you just came from, heading down to the Cayman Islands for a little FAM slash expert training with their new sponsor, then they get me trained onto the island.
Well, I'm confused. Wait, you're going down to Cayman. You're going to fly over Cuba and train for what? What are you going to train?
Well, Cayman's a new sponsor of the tour.
Right.
As you know. And, of course, I need to become an expert on the island.
Of course you do.
Islands.
Yes. Yeah, when you go down there, you got to become familiar with, like, Tortuga rum and that kind of thing, I would imagine, among other things on Grand Cayman and in the surrounding islands, right? Yeah?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Hey, yep. Have you been tempted to stop off in Cuba and take a look?
No, but I have not been, but I do know actually from Cayman, once everything's all legal and everything to go to Cuba, however it's going to be, is you can actually fly from Cayman to Cuba.
You can indeed. Absolutely. And you know what? The folks there in Cuba, they give you the option whether or not you want them to stamp your passport or not. Before... that was quite a thing. There's been I've heard rumors of many people going to Cuba before and not having their passport stamped and might have routed through Cayman or whatever and that kind of thing. But no, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, you can kind of go there if you fit in one of the 12 wide or 12 broad categories that Obama has set up. So, yeah, you'll have to go down there, or maybe we'll be able to all go down there pretty soon. We'll see. Right, Dave? I know you would like to mark that one off the list.
You never know what's in the future. But, yeah, you know, we got a great, great program going this summer all over the United States.
All right. Cool.
Check out that website.
Absolutely. Yeah, beadiver.com. Dave, thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you when you're in Tampa next week. Okay, my friend?
That's right. I'll be very close to you then.
All right. There you go. And there's always a downside. So And I meant that for him, you know, that he gets too close to us.
Right. Yes. Okay. All right. I see where you're going.
Yeah. Well, you'd be the first one, because sometimes I don't really know exactly where we're going. But we'll manage just the same. So, I want to go to Jerry the Diver Guy, though. Jerry, what have you been up to? Are you on Survivor yet? Because you know the new season just started.
No, I'm not on it yet. I'm on Scuba Radio.
Well, I know that. Of course I know that. But...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what about getting you on that show? Because that is the plan. The idea was that you were going to get picked up on that show. We made some contacts, the whole thing, and... what is the latest? Have you gotten any feedback from Jeff Probst or anything, or what?
No news is good news, right?
Okay, if you say so. No news is not good news, I think. It's a bad thing, I think.
Well, no, we haven't heard nothing back yet.
We haven't heard
we're still
nothing.
Waiting.
Okay, still
haven't
waiting.
Haven't heard nothing.
All right. Have you been watching?
Here.
Are you watching the new Survivor? Have you been seeing
it? Oh,
this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've already worked in some diving elements. You know, where they're snorkeling in, and sure enough, they get these slubs on there and can't even, you know, jump in the water with a mask on without losing the mask. They had one of those incidents already on the show.
And they did lose it.
You just shake your head as a diver. You think, where are they getting these people? Come on, at least get somebody who knows how to snorkel, let alone dive. I'm just wondering if that would be, you know, literally like a superhero power that would make it unfair. You know, for that particular individual. Maybe that's why they haven't had as many divers on there. You know what I'm saying? You
maybe
think?
I'm not character enough.
Oh, you know, you're plenty character enough. I have no doubt that you would be a perfect contestant on Survivor. You guys agree with me on this, don't you?
Big
Bubble
time.
Boy?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I mean, Bubble Boy's running for office. We can get, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy on Survivor, I would think. You know, I do wonder too how soon it'll take for Survivor to go to Cuba. I bet you as soon as they open it up, they are going to do an episode of Survivor in Cuba. But obviously, you know, it'll take some time.
Escape from Gitmo.
Maybe that could happen. It could happen for sure. I don't know. Has Cuba been on your list there, Jerry? Have you been wanting to go to dining?
Cuba's been on my list for a long time for many reasons. I mean, you know, the old part of the town of Havana, but especially my other passion is cars. And that's one thing I want to go to Cuba to see.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that Jerry the Diver Guy actually is a motorcycle maven. Is that the proper
maven?
Well, I don't know. What would you call
motorcycles,
yourself?
Motorcycles, cars,
enthusiast.
Well, enthusiast isn't the right word because he basically gets on motorcycles and crashes them. Isn't that?
Well, I used to do that a lot.
Yes, I know. So isn't that kind of like you know, maven or mayhem or I don't know what would that be?
He's a crazy idiot.
You are a madman.
There, madman. That is the word that I'm looking for. He's a motorcycle madman, or he was. And you've you know, toned it down or brought it down a notch.
I've retired from that part of life.
Okay, but you still have an affinity for muscle cars, or you like the idea of these classic cars in Cuba. That's appealing.
Oh, yeah.
But what about, so that's one aspect, but the diving is another, I would imagine, is all divers are. We are all curious of what they have down there in Cuba. And once again, I didn't get to do nearly as much diving as I would have liked to, and not enough to really judge what they have down there. And I did do some more research, though, and they do have a shark dive down there with some bull sharks and Caribbean reefs or something that it has gotten quite a bit of attention. Literally around the world. And if you Google it, you'll see the videos of what they do. It looks, I don't know, similar to what maybe a shark dive in the Bahamas or Fiji. You know, maybe a cross between a Bahamas shark dive with Caribbean reefs and a hand-feeding tiger shark thing in Fiji. But because I thought I saw it was bull sharks. There's somebody doing something with bull sharks. I could be wrong, but I could have swore that's what I saw in the video. And that's a little bit more on the extreme side. And, you know, there in Cuba, I don't know how you would think they would be less restrictive on that stuff. But if anything, they're probably more restrictive. For instance, the local Cubans that we spoke to and the dive master folks and everything, they aren't allowed to go on boats unless they have a special permit because they don't want them leaving the island. So the only people that have access to boats that are Cuban evidently have to get some special certificate to be able to do so. And, of course, that applied to some of the Dive Master guys that we were talking to, which, by the way, didn't want to talk to me on the radio. So they said we would need to get special permission because they didn't want to get in trouble. You know, so it was kind of a unique contrast in that regard. But they were great folks and very enthusiastic divers. You know, we have that common bond, and we definitely hit it off with those guys for sure on that level. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Jordan Mazinski from Chicago.
Dive Bears.
And I'm here with my close friend, Greg, who's the Scuba Radio Dive Master. Plus, he was my roomie on the Aquacat. I'm not telling you no more because whatever was said in the islands, it stays in the islands.
106 miles to Chicago.
But I didn't keep you warm at night.
No, he stole my pillow.
It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master along with CJ and Bubble Boy. All right, so Chicago has a big dive show going on this weekend, Our World Underwater. Now, obviously, I'm not there, but we do have the Scuba Cowboy representing accordingly. The Dive God is walking the aisles of the big event as well. And we hope to check in with those guys before the end of the show if things work out. There's so many seminars and film festivals and just people to hobnob with there that they got to fit us into their schedule. So we're waiting to hear from them, and we will get them on the air momentarily and get a firsthand report of what has been going on in Chicago this weekend, which I'm sure it's fun. I mean, because what else are they going to do? It's like, what, 20 degrees probably. In Chicago. So what do? They go inside to a big convention hall and talk about warm places to go diving for the weekend. So it's a great event, and we'll get an update accordingly. Now, a couple other little tidbits that we will dive into here. I got this notice You know, a few weeks ago, we were talking about how the state of Florida was going to open up the shark fishery, make certain species of sharks open to commercial fishing, created quite a stink in the dive community, especially. And, you know, my feeling about it was we found out about it way too late. I still don't know where it stands. I don't know if they were able to head it off at the pass a little bit, but the management folks had talked about opening up the shark fishery, and you can Google it and find out what's going on with that. However, a new one popped up that I didn't even realize this was even a thing, and that is about the Caribbean sea anemone. Now, you know what an anemone is, guys? CJ and
Bubba Boy. The opposite of a friend.
Good guess.
Anemone.
Very good guess.
Anemone.
Yeah. But no, it's one of those, you know, tentacle octopus looking things. You know, it's like a coral jelly looking gooey. Well, yeah, I'm showing you the picture of it. But how do you describe that? What would you say? You know, one of those things with all the tentacles hanging off a reef and they're kind of transparent a little bit. Is that how you'd describe it, Jerry, you think? Maybe?
Anemone? Well, you know, I would call it Nemo's house.
Nemo's house, of course. See, leave it to Jerry the Diver Guy to paint the perfect picture. Yeah, exactly. Nemo's house. In this case, it's the Caribbean sea anemone, so there would be no Nemos in these because it'd be Caribbean, not the Pacific. However, we have these in Florida, and if you go down, you know, and dive in South Florida or the Keys or whatever, you might see one of these Caribbean sea anemones. And I did not realize they, you know, you don't see them as often when you're diving, for instance, down in West Palm in Jupiter or, you know, South Florida, whatever, compared to other places in the Caribbean. But you'll see them every now and then. But I didn't realize that there was a ban in Florida waters of catching giant anemones. I didn't even know they were something people were catching. But evidently, they have been under threat from, like, you know, aquarianists? What do you call them? No, that's a pianist. What's a aquarium?
Harvesters?
Whatever. The guys who take them out and put them in aquariums. Those guys, whatever
the
you
wranglers.
Call them. And they've been taking these sea anemones, so they put a three-year ban on catching giant anemones to give them time to recover. And now, evidently, there's been some research or you know, Florida Fish and Wildlife have assessed the population decline and have decided that it's okay to take them again now. So that they've recovered enough where people can take them. But why would you take those? I don't get the point. I understand, you know, they're probably, you know, popular aquarium fish type things to put in an aquarium, but I would think you could find other places to get them. Or aren't they growing these in like aquarium settings, you know, where you wouldn't have to go out and get one in the wild? I don't know. I'm not a big aquarium fan, period, honestly, in that regard. And once you become a diver and you see all this stuff in their natural environment, it's kind of hard to say, okay, let me get an aquarium now and, you know, put them in a box and show my friends. That doesn't really appeal to me personally, but, you know, to each his own. And I don't, you know, if you do it responsibly, that's fine. But in this case, these giant, you know, sea anemones, I don't really know why you'd have to go off in state Florida to collect these. You think? Should they? Bubble Boy? Are you not with me on this? Or you think this is much to do about nothing? These are fun little things to see. This is where the little Peterson shrimp play around in these anemones. Sometimes they're usually nearby, and then there's usually a resident crab or it's called the it's a polka dotted crab, and he does like a little dance.
Actually, Greg, yeah, I myself am not unfamiliar with the sea anemone.
No, that's a different thing altogether. But the Caribbean sea anemone has this little dancing crab in it. And what's great is when the dive masters do the dance, like look for the little crab, when you're on like one of the Explorer Venture boats and you're in the Turks and Caicos or Saba, St. Kitts, they'll say, look for the little dancing crab or dancing shrimp inside these Caribbean sea anemones. And they do this little dance. They shake their butts kind of like they're twerking. And CJ, what are you looking at me
what
like that for?
What in the hell's the matter with you?
I'm just saying. This
You're
is
doing
where,
the hokey pokey.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, these Caribbean sea anemones are probably what these shrimps go to have their own underwater rave. Because that's what they do. You get down there, and they're down there inside the anemone, and they're shaking
that's
their tail.
That's what I said, Greg. The sea anemone.
No, you did not say that. And once again, that's a totally different thing altogether that we're not even supposed to be addressing.
You're a bad person with an ugly heart.
Well, you know, he's been drinking Havana Club 7, so we'll give him a pass in that regard. But I don't know. I don't get the point of why anybody would have to take these Caribbean sea anemones out of the ocean at this point, especially in the in Florida waters where, you know, probably don't have enough of them. I mean, I know I don't see as many of them off the coast of South Florida where I dive most when I'm in Florida compared to other places in the Caribbean where you would see them more. But even then, I mean, you'd think you could harvest these things or grow them, you know, and that would be a more
responsible. Well, you probably need at least one to start growing them.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to get it in Florida. Go, you know, go outside of state waters. 3 miles.
Well, that's much easier to get them here.
Well, it might be easier. What do you represent, the aquarium industry?
No, I'm just giving
Screw
you.
Screw you, buddy.
I'm giving you a reason why they're being harvested.
I don't want any reason. I just don't want it to happen. I'd rather have more of them. And you know what? What are the dancing shrimp going to do if they don't have an anemone to dance?
They'll have to dance out on the.
And that's just exhibition.
Stars. That's dancing out in the sand.
Yes, that would be. No, that would be wrong. Just totally wrong. Give me some of that rum. I think I'm going to need it.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, and now the Scuba Cowboy checks in with us via the phone from our world underwater. The big, big, big diving event going on in Chicago this weekend. Pup, how are you, buddy?
I'm absolutely fantastic, man. As always, we're having a great time here in Chicago.
Yep.
God, I love these people. You know, they're the only people on the planet that I know of that it's 28 degrees outside, they're already thinking about diving. Now, that's hardcore divers.
Well, yeah, or either that or they want to get the hell out of Dodge, which can you blame
well,
them?
Well, that's true,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, what are you doing? Are you playing music for everybody there at the show today or what? What's going on exactly?
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm set up as you come in the door so they can hear it pretty much throughout the whole place, and I'm just kind of rolling the tunes on and off all day and stopping and chatting with people, you know, take a little break, go check out the floor, lots of great places to go. As you pointed out, lots of great warm destinations for people to get out and get away to their favorite spot. Of course, Explore Ventures is here as well. So,
sure.
You know, I'm working on them, as I hope you are too, because I'm ready to get out of here.
Well, I'm sure. It's 28 degrees in Chicago. Glad I'm not you. No, I'm actually, I love that show. And the people there, like you said, you know, they got to jump through a few more hoops than us warm water wusses in Florida, which I think just makes them appreciate the diving that they have available there locally in the Great Lakes, or just diving period. They just have a passion at a level that I think you know, some of us Florida folks may take for granted. You hear what I'm saying? Is that accurate, Pup, or what?
That is absolutely accurate. And just so you know, just to appease them a little bit, I always tell them that you were, of course, the inspiration for my song, Warm Water Wuss,
yeah,
and that I wrote it specifically about you, and that always gets a good laugh here, of course. And I tell them that's why you're not here, because you just, that the cold makes you melt, much like the witch, you know, in the Wizard of Oz with the water. It's just one of those things, you can't get great to cold climate, but...
All right, I'm green and I'm a female, evidently, according to the Scuba Cowboy. All right, hold on.
Ow!
And we'll continue this on the other side. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy, I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
You know, it's a good thing we're not in Fiji because, you know, it was blowing pretty big last week. The second largest cyclone in recorded history.
Your skirt would have came right off.
I'm telling you what. Yeah, that would have been a scary sight for sure. I don't know. Are they talking about that in Chicago this weekend, Pup, at Our World Underwater? Are they people talking a little bit about Fiji and how our friends have done over there, or have you heard? What do you think?
Yes, there is a little bit of chit-chat about it. And there's actually, they got some, you know, non-profit stuff right as you come in where you can donate money to help out. So they've actually got a booth dedicated out here to helping those people out, helping those victims. I've already committed some stuff. I had some people contact me direct to Fiji and told them I would do what I could do, maybe see about getting a song in the works or something like that, because obviously the Fijians have been so good to you and I and over the years.
I'd
love to be able to do anything I could to help them out.
Yeah, now usually they have some representation from Fiji there in Chicago, but I am guessing because of the storm, that's not the case this time. Have you seen anyone from from the islands or no?
I have not seen anyone. I won't say that I've covered every inch of the floor, but I've done a pretty good scour, and I have not seen anyone. So I would suspect you are correct.
Yeah.
Which may be a rare, you know, instance, so you might want to put this on the calendar. But I think you're right this time.
Right. Well, we have heard from our friends there at Voli Voli, and they, you know, they took a little bit of a hit, but they're going to be back in business. Didn't have any long-term structural damage, and boats are okay. So we've gotten good reports from them. I haven't heard from everybody, but you know, so far I haven't heard any like disastrous situations from at least our dive operator friends in the Fijian island. Some of the little villages and things like that definitely have heard they got hit pretty good. But we wish them the best, and obviously you can Google how to help our friends in Fiji just by checking out things on the web, Red Cross and you know, government agencies and that kind of thing. All right, what else are you seeing there in Chicago, though, Pup? Have you run into, seen anything new at Our World Underwater this year, or is it just kind of more of the same, or what has stood out?
I haven't seen anything, at least real up close, that I saw was amazingly new. You know, you got all the normal players, a lot of, you know, innovations and stuff, constantly doing thermal innovations and what have you on the wetsuits. You know, the lights are always getting fancier and better priced and doing all that kind of stuff. Nice big camera aisle. They got all the usual stuff going on, and of course, tons of great fun destinations.
Yeah, well, they got the big film festival going on tonight, I believe, or was that last night?
It started last night. It will continue on tonight.
Yeah, because I saw that the presenters this year is a who's who. Richie Kohler was out there doing some stuff, I believe. And I don't know if he's I think he's launching his new book at another month in New Jersey. But I know he was there doing some film stuff, I believe. And they have quite an impressive list of presenters of films and things like that in Chicago. Have you run into any of those folks? Are you helping them out with the film festival or no? Like playing
as a warm-up? I didn't last night because on Fridays it starts at the same time that the show's still going.
Ah, got it.
Overlaps. They will probably have me helping out tonight.
Yeah, well, so, you're working with a dive club or something in the area, aren't you? Isn't there a dive club hosting you there at the show this year or what?
No, it's the show.
Oh, it is the show. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was down in Dallas. That's how I did it.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, and I know the dive god's been wandering around the aisles there. You've seen him, I would imagine, once or twice. Yes?
Yes, I saw him first thing yesterday. As soon as he came in, we chatted for a little while. He told me you guys had a great time in Cuba.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I kicked him in the shins for not inviting me, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, CJ and Bubble Boy kicked me as well, but it wasn't in the shins. You hear what I'm saying?
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, but that's just what happens when you feed them some Cuban rum. I do have some of this stuff that I brought back for you.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
But you're in Chicago this weekend, pup, so
yes.
I don't know what to tell you.
I understand. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Well, bring some to BTS, you know.
Well, that would be illegal. I can't do that. That would be, you know, you can't take the stuff across state lines.
I'll
you
drink pop, sure.
Take it from one country to another.
Like there's going to be any left.
Yeah, because it's gonna last the weekend, right?
Yeah, it's only a gallon here.
No, it'll be lucky if it makes it past 10 o'clock. So knowing these two, but yeah, it's the thought that counts. Just keep that in mind, right?
Yeah, so I'll be thinking about you guys drinking my Cuban rum. Thank
yes.
you very much for that image.
Yes. Okay. Well, it might inspire another song. Who knows?
It might. You never know. You've inspired it, Greg. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, by the way, you know, when we were in Cuba, there was a lot of music, but it was all the same damn song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Have you heard this song? Have you heard the song that they play in Cuba nonstop? You would have to, if you ever go to Cuba, you will have to learn this song. But you will have to learn that this is like the state, you know, anthem or something, because
right.
every musician you run into sings this song, and I'm going to share it with you now. You might get lost in translation, but try to
everybody,
follow.
One ton tomato.
One ton tomato. Yeah.
We need a one ton tomato.
Got it? One ton tomato.
One ton tomato.
That's a big plate
we
of spaghetti.
Need a one ton tomato.
One ton tomato. That's what they sing. It's like the national anthem of Cuba. So you would have to learn that before you, as a musician, were allowed to go to that island.
Wow. So they just apparently are short on tomatoes, or are they just like large tomatoes?
Well, they want a one ton tomato.
Is there anything in there that I don't know the lingo? Is there a language barrier? Is that breast?
No, it sounds like you got the same translation that I did. So.
Okay.
I don't know what that says about you. Actually, some other people might, but one ton tomato. You know, I don't know what that translates into Cubano. But
you're ridiculous. You're a ridiculous
right.
person.
No, hey, that's.
Is that like Bootylicious or something? Or
Bootylicious.
I don't get it. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to do your own research. I can only do so much. You know, I'm only one man.
Plump and round.
Are you talking about the tomato or?
Yes.
Okay. Just double checking. All right. Well, good to hear your voice, my friend. And, you know, I'm sorry I'm not there with you in Chicago, but I know you're holding down the fort and representing Scuba Radio accordingly. And we will regroup and join forces together for the 40-year anniversary of Beneath the Sea, April 1st, which is also Scuba Radio's 19-year anniversary. So I'll see you then. Okay,
yes, it is. Yes, I'm looking forward to it, and I know that you're going to have a trip to throw on my schedules to block aside a set of time. I know it. I can
yes.
feel it.
No, I'm working on it. You know me. I'm always working something. Yeah, I would have brought you to Cuba, but, you know, there's all these kind of international things.
Bring a toilet seat.
Yeah, you would need a toilet seat. And
I understand, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you don't. You don't want to, trust me. But regardless... say hi to all our Chicago diving friends and represent accordingly, okay, buddy?
I will. I always do, man.
All
we
right.
got a voice here.
All right. See ya. Get back to
you
playing.
You guys have a great one.
There you go. The Scuba
Later.
Cowboy at Our World Underwater, and he has to get back to playing. I mean, he sits there in the booth and just kind of plays some of his scuba songs throughout the day and just entertains everybody, creates ambiance, you know, for the event. Kind of gives them a little, you know, that sound, that vibe to help them escape.
Warm them up a little bit.
Well,
warm the cockles of their hearts.
Be careful how you say that, but yes.
It makes
does.
Their liver quiver.
Does it? I don't know. I don't think
Good.
His music would do that.
Oh, it's got a
well, if
he's
play, he can play the,
sound.
Well, if he played the liver song, maybe, yeah. Can I borrow your liver? Mike, mine is shot.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, I helped him write that one. Yeah, I did.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. So, he's in Chicago. Dive God's wandering the aisles, too, and maybe we'll hear from him, but I don't know. I haven't been able to connect with him just yet. He's probably sharing all his Cuban stories with all the divers up there. Because, I mean, since I've been back, that's all everybody's been asking me. How is Cuba? How is Cuba? What's it like? Can I go? Da, 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 blah, 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 blah. You know, that kind of thing. Do you guys have any questions?
He's probably answering prayers, Greg.
prayers for what? What
he's
do you
the
mean?
Dive god, so he's probably answering all the divers' prayers.
Ah, they're going to.
Ah, that's good. What?
The diver confessional. I'm glad you at least amused one person there, Bubba Boy.
Help me, Jerry. Help me.
Yeah. But
I tried.
Actually, that would be pretty good to set up a diving confessional with the dive god.
That would be.
Yeah. Is there anything you would profess there, CJ, yourself? Like you have,
oh, did I want to admit here?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, this is like a warm. I mean, this could be something we'd set up very easily.
You can do it.
CJ?
Nope, I'm pretty much sin-free.
Not sin, diving. Like, you know, if there's something you did as a diver that you're not real proud of, that you would like to confess to the dive god, and then he will say,
yes,
okay,
I peed in my wetsuit.
Bless me, Neil, for I have sinned.
And I died Bubble with- Boy was behind you?
Yes.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, look here. Every once in a while, okay, there's a technological breakthrough. All right? It's what we call in the business a game changer. They got these things today, I'm telling you. You can go deep sea diving with one. Okay. First, there was the clapper. You got the slap chop. George Foreman grill. Then you got this little baby right here. Okay. It tells you all the stuff about the oxygen content in your tank. If I'd have had this thing back in high school, the depth, okay, that you can go. You talking about do some math.
That watch does it?
No, this thing here only costs $25. It's a calculator.
He's a high-tech diver, underwater man mystery. Genuine survivor with all the latest dive technology.
All right, so I got some new research that the dive industry has released in the last 6 months or so. And I was thumbing through this stuff. It's quite intriguing to see how you fit in. So I figured I'd throw it out there to the crew today, and you can play along at home as well. And the next 12 months as a diver, what do you plan to purchase? That is the question, and that's the research they have. So what do you think out of these five things was number one? Dive computer, wetsuit, buoyancy compensator, regulator, or digital camera? What do you think, CJ? Out of those five, which one came in number one as the one item you plan to purchase within the next 12 months as a diver?
BC.
BC. BCD. Okay. That is on the list. Okay. Because I gave you all of them.
Digital camera, Greg.
You say digital camera?
Yep.
What do you think, Jerry the Diver Guy?
Camera.
He said,
camera or computer?
Well, camera. Pick one.
Camera.
Well, he camera. No, wait. He Bubble Boy picked camera, so you need to pick the other one, which was what?
Computer.
Dive computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't Reg one of them?
Reg was one of them. Why are you going to change yours?
Yeah, I'm going to change my regulator.
Well, you just went down a slot then. Because that's
son of a bitch.
And Jerry will be number one, a dive computer.
Hey.
Wetsuit came in as number two. Buoyancy compensator, your jacket, BCD, came in
I didn't
in
hear
three.
Wetsuit. I would have picked that.
And, you weren't listening. And regulator was four.
Can you blame me?
And still camera was five.
All right.
So, still camera. Well, I guess that counts. Underwater digital still camera or housing. I was going to say, does that not include like a GoPro? Because that would be video, but that's not higher anyway. So dive computer is the one item, according to this research, that divers are going to purchase within the next 12 months, which would make sense. Sounds like Cy from Duck Dynasty got his hands on one, but he doesn't know how to use it.
Is that because they go south the fastest?
What? Yeah, what?
They break. Do they break?
Take the rum away from him.
Which one do you need to replace the fastest?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, assuming you already own all this gear.
No, honestly, I think it might be because they keep coming out with new ones. You know, maybe.
Oh, well, newer, better stuff?
But that'd make the still cameras, I guess, go up to number one. So I don't know. It's just what they answered, when they did this research.
So I'm trying to dig in and get to the why. I'm trying to add another layer to this conversation.
We don't want to bother with that.
Make it actually.
We got rum to drink.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Here's another question. Okay. So, during the last 12 months as a diver, which of the following activities have you participated in? So, other activities other than scuba diving. What other type of activity
binge that
divers share or would do? And no, drinking does not count. Actually, let me double check.
Well,
is that on
let's go get drunk.
Yeah, no, that's not on there. So because they know that would have came in number one if that was an option. So, we're talking about things like...
what about petting kitties?
Hiking, jogging, bicycling, kayaking, yoga, bowling is on here. Right. Weightlifting.
I've only got one of those so far.
Okay, which one?
Bicycling.
Bicycling.
I rode today.
Bicycling came in at number four. So that makes sense. You are, fairly average when it comes to other divers. What about you, Bubble Boy? What do you think?
Bowling.
Bowling was the last of the ones that I said there.
Yes.
So it's on the list. That's about it. Jerry, what do you think? Which
paddle
one?
Paddleboarding.
Paddleboarding. Let's see. Did that make the list here? Stand-up paddleboarding did come in at 17%.
I've never done that, but it looks super fun.
And mermaid paddling.
Yeah. But the number one activity that divers cross over with other activities, believe it or not, according to this research, is backpacking and or hiking.
Really?
Yeah.
What about hauling your gear down to the boat? Does that count as hiking?
Well, you could. You could try to pass it off that way.
If it's kind of a long way, you go, that was quite a hike.
Okay. Well, and then a lot of times your dive gear is in a backpack.
Exactly.
So maybe that counts. So that came in as number one. Number two was jogging or running, which makes sense. That crosses over with a lot of folks.
You got to run to the boat, when you're late.
Exactly.
That would be the only reason this crew would be running, for sure.
We're cracking the code here.
And number three, weightlifting.
No yoga? There's no yoga on
yoga,
there?
Yeah, I did mention yoga. That's one step above.
Oh, I thought you said yogurt.
Bowling.
Oh.
Yogurt, no, didn't make it. Didn't make it. Right down there with drinking,
I was so
beer
close.
Drinking. Power boating was some fishing.
What about shucking
golf.
Corn? Was shucking corn
Skiing.
On there?
Shucking corn. I do not see shucking corn.
What about shelling nuts?
No nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
No nut cracking?
crack. No, that just happens on Scuba Radio. So there you go. Maybe you learned how you fit or how much of an oddball you are compared to other divers, according to this research. And there's much more where that came from. So we'll dive into that, you know, on a future episode of The Big Show. But look, we got to go because there's some Havana Club 7 Cuban rum sitting on the counter here that Bubba Boy and CJ have been drooling over
and
for the last
cigars
2 hours.
Are not going to smoke themselves.
Well, they could. We could.
One of those cigars should be in New York City.
That'll never happen, I have a feeling. I'll let you, you're going to have to fight that out with Bubble Boy and CJ there.
Where'd you get that crap?
I don't know. I just made it up on the fly. All right, and we'll leave it at that. Until next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Same diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.